What you guys said?
Nothing, bro. I'm trying to stay warm.
Yeah, bro, it's cold. It's cold,
cold as shit outside.
Bro, you telling me I was working? I had my AC on in the afternoon. The sun, not even the sun went down. It was like 4 or 5. I went outside and I'm like, whoa, what is this?
No, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
And it's been raining all day.
Yeah, it's the rain. Like, all that rain makes it wet and cold. And it's just, the wind's just blowing. Nah,
yeah, it's disgusting outside.
Trust me, I'm here drinking my tea. Shit.
Yo, yeah. Oh, shit, I need a tea.
All right, I definitely try.
No, I should have got a London fog on the way home.
Ah, that would have been blessed too. A London fog? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cold as shit. I have 2 teas there already.
Two? Yeah, the morning one and the nighttime one?
Out of morning one and out of evening one.
Jesus Christ.
That old man. Old man cold your life.
Warm up your bones.
Yeah, bro.
Like, question for you guys.
Yeah.
What would have you asked for the Brady ball?
Oh yeah, that's a great conversation. I actually wanted to bring it up.
Okay.
I just added it. But yeah, we'll
Halloween thing, you get me? Oi, Maximum, run it. Shato.
Bankroll. Nigga do anything for a bankroll, nigga. All I wanted was a bankroll. I had drinking for a bankroll. All hunters bankroll.
Catch a pussy on the main road. We take money and we take phones. All my niggas are savage and that's just the way that the game goes. Pussy niggas should've stayed home. Running through the streets with your fake woes. Spending money we don't save, no. All these rappers wear the same clothes. Man, all these rappers fuck the same hoes. Change flows. See me in the flesh, I make these rappers wanna chain smoke. Feel it in your chest, you're trying to hide it, but the pain shows. I'ma piss on your gravestone.
All I wanted was a bankroll.
All I wanted was a bankroll.
Bankroll, bankroll.
Bankroll,
bankroll. All honey's bankroll.
Bankroll.
Dirty money bankroll. Hey. Counting money till the bank close.
Right, get into it.
Yes, sir.
So we're back again. It's like our Halloween, I guess, edition episode. Spooky hours, because it's very looking spooky for us. Really, truly. With our picks. dark times.
Feel like that, though.
Play the Michael Myers intro.
Trust me. Happy Halloween, pagans. Like, shit.
Jesus.
Honestly, because I know what I'm going to be for Halloween this year.
Absolutely. Follow, me too.
It follows my coach. Call me Coach Lynch. Coach Lynch the clown.
I was just about to say, I'm going to be Ronald McDonald.
Holy, bro. Yo. See that picture of Ali? That's me, fam. That's how I'm coming to practice.
Yo.
Coaching you.
I still have that Snapchat you took with the clown face. I'm a clown, eh?
Yeah, throw it up, bro.
You might have to make that the cover.
That'll make us go viral.
Yeah, for the 10th episode goes viral.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween edition.
I'll be sick. I'm gonna be sick, but we'll get into it. Episode 10 of the Always One podcast. Yes, we're back again with another episode. It's good to be back, not in the Raz studio, but because, as we mentioned, outside is not blessed.
It's not blessed at all.
I'd rather just stay inside and
It is horrible.
Talk to the fellas over the phone, you know?
Yeah.
Shit.
And it's sad to see that this is the beginning of the winter. Imagine when it's negative 12 outside with a snowstorm. Holy.
Bro. Canada plays Mexico next week at BMO for a World Cup.
I know.
As of right now, they said like the estimated temperature is negative 12.
Huh?
That's so crazy.
It's supposed to be negative 12.
Negative 12? Where are they playing? Sault Ste. Marie?
Nuts, bro.
Hey, that's our advantage.
Just bro. We're
playing Mexico, so shit.
Bro, was talking to a client last week. He said he's out in Edmonton. They already have -8.
That is minus what? That's depressing.
It's not gonna be a blessed winter, this one. It's not gonna be a blessed winter. So
it's Anchor's not, man.
Anchor's gonna be our best friend.
Yeah. I mean, hey. Thank you, Anchor, for providing this platform for us.
I'm telling you.
Right here.
It should be right here. Stay home and stay warm. We even got an app for you.
It's slogan right there.
Uh-huh.
Podcast from home. Hey, you buddy. Can do it. Anchor. Why not?
If they can do it, you can do it.
Well, man, how's your weekend, though? No. Kojo, you want to start?
Terrible.
Yeah, man. Hey.
You know?
It is what it is.
In terms of just life, I guess it was all right. But you know, in terms of betting stuff, well, you know, Arsenal got a convincing win on Friday.
That's a so, positive.
You know, it kicked off the weekend good, but then you know, in terms of this betting shit, you know, another always win.
Yeah, this is the life we chose. This is PSG, the degenerate life we chose. So
PSG stink, but it's crazy. I didn't think it would be them, but it's unfortunate. We'll see, you know. But other than that, man, can't complain, bro. Healthy, alive. How about you, man? You had an eventful weekend, Lynch.
Yeah, I had a pretty good weekend, I can't lie. Going to the Raptors game. Mm-hmm. Seeing the Raptors back in the arena, the Scotiabank Arena, to see Luka Magic. That was a pretty good game, can't lie.
How was it? Good game?
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. Raptors, when we talk about ball, the recap of ball, I don't know. Watching that game, I don't know whether if Siakam comes back, it'll help, but... They're really relying on Van Vliet, and I don't know if it's gonna work.
It's dark times again for Raptors, man.
Yeah,
I think it'll help in the third and fourth quarter where they can't find their power, because they're up what 14 at one point.
Yeah, they were up, and because remember they're up early because OG went crazy. OG had 20 in the first half.
Yep.
Let me know how
for
he
the
had
foul trouble.
How much did he have in the second?
3. He had 3 points.
Right. So that's the thing. Like, OG is not a guy that's going to take the ball and control the game, and it has to be Fred, and it's not going to work. But other than that, Luka Doncic was kind of crazy. Like, his style of play, like, he's so, like, slow, methodical with it. Like, he just really he gets to wherever he wants to get on the court, and you can't really stop him. Because if you try to stop him, it's going to be a foul and one. And then he always has a step back three. Nah. But he didn't shoot that well, but he had like 29 and 10 assists, right? So, an easy double-double, but it was six same play. Can't lie. But, other than that, it was a chill weekend. I took the week off, took a mental break, as I was kind of affected by this little cold streak we're on. The whole network, to be honest. cold streak.
Pretty much.
We need I'm trying to sign Bobby Betts to a long time contract. But I have to negotiate with his agent. So I have to talk to his Rich Paul guy. So we'll see.
Jesus.
Raz, what about you, man? How was your weekend?
Clown man. Yeah, that's me. Holy, bro.
Yeah. I'm glad you could provide us with the content.
Hey, man. Every week, you can get guaranteed content from
another one.
yeah. DJ Khaled, plug me, please. Hey, man. As far as life goes, it was good. As far as gambling goes, I might have to hang up my jersey for a week or two.
Honestly, I was thinking about it, and I think we should all go on a 1 week suspension. Show some accountability.
Yep.
And take a break sometimes, you know?
Yep.
Take a week off. We can still give out picks, but mentally, you know, just recuperate. Watch some games. Take a step back and come back stronger.
That's fine. It's not a bad idea.
We need to come back with games. We're just no, you know, a lot of pain.
You know what what's gonna happen when we're watching the games?
What?
Oh, I was gonna bet that.
Shit. You know what, me? Oh, I might still incognito in the closet, put a 20 on the ground just because.
Oh, buddy, you know me. You know me, bro. Buddy,
no, I took a week off. Next thing you know, yeah.
Saying you guys got your pinkies up. What's my guy's name? The bald headed dude that has his pinky when he's lying from the movie. Fuck, I forgot his name. I'm gonna look him up.
All right.
I was even gonna take a break, but I know I told you, man. I seen that Arsenal lineup. I was like, that's true. I'm about to throw this money on the ground.
I try to warn you. I'm like, no, don't do it. He's like, this lineup.
They hit convincingly too. So.
Yeah, it's true. So sometimes you just gotta. It's those ones that you just gotta be confident. When you see it, you know it. If we want to get into United, we knew they were gonna lose. I knew personally. Buddy, I personally knew United was gonna win that game.
Buddy, I seen that even the money line, 2.3. I was like, that's free money.
Because even I even
that's free money.
I even asked you at the game when we were watching Dub's game, right? I was like, yo, I'm surprised that the odds are so close in a way. Like, I feel like, I honestly think that Liverpool should have been like a 1.9 favorite.
Yeah. The only reason I think it was, because it's a derby, so I think they have to put
and
it somewhat high.
And you're at
Old Trafford. Yeah. So I guess they thought that, like, there's no way, you know, United's going to be some bums at home. But unfortunately, y'all were some bums at home. So. We were some bums at home in the middle of the week. So
Jesus.
It just happened that you played Liverpool. It just happened that you played Liverpool.
If we look at the Atalanta game, right? We were down 2-0. We could have been down more, and then we just happened to tie up the game.
You have the quality,
and
they
could have still scored and won the game. Like, but that's Atalanta. Liverpool, one of the best teams right now. I'll say one of the top five teams in Europe, if not top one, because they're playing with Salah being one of the best players. So I knew coming in that it was going to be slow for us.
It's crazy because even after the Atalanta game, Scholesy called it in the commentary, like after the game, after like the match review. He was like,
I saw that. The nail bite.
Yeah, he was like, I can't really be happy because all I can think about is Sunday. Mm-hmm. If you play Liverpool like that in the half, you're going to be down 4-0. And he called it. At halftime, you were down 4-0. And playing Liverpool, there's no way you're coming back versus Liverpool. There's not even a chance if you're down that much. So. Scary hours, them times over there at United. I wonder what
them times.
I wonder
it's funny,
what they're
funny,
do.
Funny how I would quote the season them times because it's them times indeed.
Hey man, remember what I said, man? Remember when I doubled down last week, man? He ain't gonna be the savior, man. That team has too much problems in the midfield for him to be saved today, man.
But
I wanna ask you your opinion. What do you feel about the whole managing situation? Do you think it's time to go, or do you think he still needs some time?
So you're asking me if it's Ollie in or Ollie out?
Yes, that's what I'm asking you.
Personally, man, it's a tough situation because, like, I would say that he needs to leave because him staying won't result in us reaching our highest potential. Yes, we'll grow as a team and we'll win games and we'll possibly make top four, but when it comes to a championship level of play and a championship level of winning hardware, I don't think Ollie's going to be able to get that done. And it showed through the past couple of years. We've been getting to the semis, losing. We got to a final, we lost. We get to a semi again and we'll lose. So we're not really, when it comes to the getting over the hump, he's not that guy, clearly, right? So we'll always perform, and it has been time and time again where the players come in and they save the day. It's not really him and his coaching style, it's the players, right? So it being the players, of course, now we need a style. We haven't had a style since Van Gaal or even Mourinho when we had a style of play. But we've seen that it didn't work with the style being the change in United. That's why we brought in a player coach, and it helped. But now we brought in players. Now we need a style again. you know?
Yeah.
So really and truly, I think it's time to go in a different direction. So I would have to be Alio, and we need to get I wouldn't mind Conte, because I don't want Zinedine Zidane, because that's just another a player coach, a relationship coach. It's not really a style. Conte has a style, so.
You don't think when Zidane was at Real Madrid, they were playing good football?
100%, but they had the players. So yes, regardless. Ronaldo's there. But yeah, but I still think we need more than that. You know what I mean? But I don't know. You're saying you prefer Zinedine Zidane over Conte. You're saying.
I'm not saying that. I think you guys need Conte, because I think defensively you guys are terrible. So I think you need someone like Conte who's there's going to be some sort of defensive structure in your team. I don't see that. I don't see you getting that from Zidane. I see you probably getting more of an attacking and flowing game with playing with Zidane.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't see him being having you guys good tactically or defensively.
Exactly. So that's the thing. I don't think United needs attacking, because we have attacking. We need a style.
Tuchel
and Chelsea, like, you know, he solidified the back, so people aren't scoring. Now people can go ahead, and now he has Lukaku, and now they can score. That's all they got to do. They got to score 1-2 goals, and they're good to go.
Yep.
And we have that, because Ronaldo is always going to be good for one goal, or if not, Cavani, Greenwood, Sancho. Rashford, right? Like, someone's going to put the ball in that Bruno. So, I don't know. We'll see. Because there were some rumors today. I think they had a contact. They contacted Conte. I don't know. They probably had a meeting and stuff. Glazers probably had a meeting with Ollie.
Yeah, I heard about him, yeah.
The board probably had it kind of... Because I heard the board member canceled...
All his meetings today to talk to things.
Yeah, to talk to Glazers and Ollie. So we'll see him this week. We'll see if he'll be coaching when we play Tottenham this week. So another big game, man. Fuck, this stretch is crazy. Because if we lose to the Spurs, brother, I don't know.
Spurs, then you have Atalanta again.
Yeah.
Then you have City. Then you have Villarreal.
Yeah, I know.
I think they have one other game, then you have Arsenal. Hey, man, it's a tough stretch. Tough stretch.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, would this be the best time to go in a different direction? Who knows, you know? Because it could be good or bad. And who knows? Yeah. Maybe. It'll be a lot to transition during this time period, too. That's the thing. Fuck.
Yeah.
But oh, well. I guess that recaps the United. I don't know. You want to talk about any other EPL games? Or games El Clasico. It was a big derby weekend, right?
Like, oh, yeah, there's
you
a whole
had your derby ticket, right?
Yeah, it was a big, big weekend. I didn't really watch many of the games. I watched El Clasico. I watched that one. Barca, no good.
Uh-huh.
Surprised Coleman's still there as well. What other game did I watch? Yeah, that was it. That was the only derby game I watched. PSG lost, or PSG drew.
Yeah.
Stink.
Yeah. Your ticket really will explain it, but. I guess we're going to wrap up the soccer talk and get into football, because football was interesting. I know we mentioned the Tom Brady 600 touchdown and him getting into the end zone and Mike Evans giving him the ball away. That was insanity.
I guess he must not have known, I guess. That's funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, shit. If I got that ball in the crowd, I don't know. I would have been out of here.
Yeah. Leave the state. Gone.
Hoodie on out.
He lost all the leverage, man. But shit.
Hey, man. But what do you got, man? Still pretty good.
Yeah, the Bitcoin. That's money. It might keep going up. Shit.
It's gonna keep on going up. I'm sure. I'm sure I'll get to 100K eventually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. It's crazy that he got a whole crypto coin. Like, who would have thought that in this whole transaction? Crypto would be involved somehow.
Yeah, think about it. He got two signed Brady's jerseys and a helmet. So that alone, you could probably get a killing for it. He got a signed Mike Evans jersey and game cleats. That you could get money for. $1,000 in credit at the Buck store.
Mm.
That's crazy.
And I need more.
yeah.
Two season, that's nice. Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Two season tickets for the remainder of 2021. Prezi, I'm asking for lifetime tickets.
Lifetime tickets, you exactly. Lifetime.
You gotta give me lifetime
this
tickets.
This is my seat, okay? The seat here? Mine. Okay. Write my name on it. Okay, cool. What else? You know what? I'll talk to my lawyers. They'll contact you. We'll figure this out, right? You guys have a good day. I'm taking this day.
I'm asleep on it.
I'm asleep on it.
I'm asleep on it. Yeah, I'm definitely asking for lifetime, that's for sure.
And
plural, but BTC, not one. I want multiple.
give me a two.
Yeah, yeah. Times two. Times two, please.
Whatever that Tesla two. Put Tesla on it. before it went up.
Holy.
And a Tesla stock. Yes.
I know Brady Cooper.
Man, that's so crazy. But it was an interesting weekend. A lot of the home teams covered the spread. Like, a lot of the big spreads that were this week covered. Like, Tampa covered. Arizona covered. Detroit didn't. I mean, Rams didn't cover. But the Packers also covered too, right? So
Yep.
A lot of home covering this week. But it's interesting because, like, it's always, like, changing. You know, one day it's high scoring, one day it's low scoring. One day all the dogs are covering, one day all the home teams are covering. Like, it's been pretty hard to navigate so far, I would say. I can't lie.
But, yeah, last week, what was it? All the favorites won at the 1 o'clock window?
Yeah, the 1 o'clock window. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But hey, that's
dumb trends. It's dumb trends, man.
You gotta try to catch the trends, and the trends could change week to week, but you can always have that always 1 week. So it'll be interesting. What do you guys think about the Chiefs? Do you think they'll make playoffs or? I don't know. I don't want to say they're not going to make playoffs. You know what I mean? But we'll see.
It's tough to say that they won't make playoffs, but they don't look good.
They have a tough schedule, right? They have a first place schedule. They're playing tough teams, and they continue to play tough teams because some of these teams that they're playing are getting better. Like, they have to play the Bengals. Now that's a tough game, right? So Oakland's a tough game. They have to play the Chargers again. They have to play the Browns, I think. So, man, I don't know. It's going to be a tough stretch for them, to be honest. But I think, like, if they make the playoffs, they're going to be a scary team.
Although, yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
You're not going to want to see Mahomes, even if it's a wild card game. You're going to be like, oh, fuck. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, fuck.
Yeah. Well, it's just their offense is so scary because they have every single position that could hit. It's just their defense comes alive somehow in the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. We see this every year. Even last year, they were like, Kansas City defense, rah, rah, rah. But it was Kansas City's defense that really held up and got in the end.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, exactly.
And Mahomes looked like he's dancing out there. I don't know what he's trying to do, but he doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah, I feel like Mahomes needs to be coached again. Like, he's almost like he's having too much fun. He's, like, caught up in, like, doing the sidearm throws and being a superstar. Yep. That, like, he needs to, like, settle down and just back to the fundamentals. Check downs, running the ball, checking it down. Kelce in the middle rather than, like, scrambling and trying to make a spectacular play, right?
Yeah,
and then
he
almost got his head knocked off.
Oh,
did you see when he got knee?
Yes.
He was definitely
knocked
out. He got
folded.
Bro,
definitely knocked out. Honestly.
They just said he cleared concussion protocol. I don't know how. That guy, when I looked at that guy's eyes, that guy was not in there, bro.
Fam, they had to, like, hold him up. They had to walk behind him, in front of him, and hold him up. It was crazy.
They were trying to hide him from the doctors at all costs.
He was out cold, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they're going to win some games, they're going to lose some games, but it's definitely going to be a tough stretch. Like, if they're able to get 9 wins, maybe that gets them into the playoffs, but
that I was going to ask that just now. Their odds for over under is 9.5 for plus 155 under.
Mm-hmm.
And would you think
the over?
I would not take the over, hell no.
Because that's 10 wins, yeah?
That's 10 wins. Yeah. And the schedule that they got coming up, like you said, it doesn't really favor them. And if they keep having their these little breakdowns that not so Chief-like football, then
the turnovers.
Exactly.
The turnovers are bad. And they have no defense, so they can't turn over the ball like that.
Yeah. That's the 11 interceptions, I think. What are they saying? He has the most?
I think he's second? Almost – he's second or the most. He might be
no, he has second. He's behind Wilson, Zach Wilson.
Wilson, right. Okay.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine, that's a lot of turnovers, right? It's supposed to be – back in the day, like, every time he touches the ball, it's a touchdown. Right? Now it's not that case.
Yeah, and it's like the defenses have figured him out because most of the defenses are playing what cover two on him, where they weren't. I read like an insane stat against Patrick Mahomes of last year they played 38%. This year it's like up to 78% for cover two.
Wow.
So like defenses are figuring him out. It's not we always knew that, but we just don't know if he can evolve with the defenses figuring him out because he has that type of talent.
That is true. That is true, right? Eventually, you're going to get figured out, right?
Yeah.
This is fifth season?
Yeah.
Fifth season? Like, they have a lot of film on them. They've been watching the Chiefs' offense. They've been trying to study and break down how do we can beat these guys. They have Tampa figured them out. So, a lot of people are probably paying that Tampa 2 cover.
Yep.
And try to emulate what Tampa did in the Super Bowl, right? And then probably get into him because he doesn't have the same O-line. The O-line's weak, and they're getting pressure on him. Right, the defense can't stop anything, nothing, no one.
No,
Derrick Henry stolen touchdown passes on you guys. It doesn't matter. So, I don't know. It could be tough. Like we say, 9.5. Like that 10th win is. I don't see it happening. I would want to take the under, right? But taking the under, does that mean they make playoffs? 9 could possibly get them in. They'll need some help, though. So it'll just come down to the wire with them.
Yeah, and it would be funny to see how Raiders and Chargers pan out in that division too, because Raiders keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
They looked a little different the last 2 weeks.
They won their last two games, right? The last two games with the coach being fired, Gruden leaving.
They look loose. They look like the team that are playing now. Like it's almost it's funny.
Yeah, because now what? They're 4-2?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, that division is definitely tough. AFC West?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how that pans out. But another interesting division in the AFC is the AFC North with the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Kojo. Kojo.
I am the Ravens. Tough loss this week. Tough loss this week to the Bengals, but here now look, the Bengals are here. That's a very tough division.
My comeback player of the year.
Yeah, Joe Burrow
making Chase. His case. Yes, sir.
Offensive rookie of the year, Ja'Marr Chase. I'm so sick that I did not draft Ja'Marr Chase in fantasy because bro, he was sitting on the board. Honestly, like I'm saying, round 7, 8 probably on the board.
No. Because you drafted Burrow, and if you drafted Chase, I would have locked up the league.
Oh my god, I'm so sick. But all I had to do was pick Chase instead of Burrow. Ah, that was annoying. But hey,
who has Chase?
Alex. Alex has Chase on his team.
Yo, he does not need Chase, bro.
No. Stacked. No, who does not need Chase? Chalk form shooters, fam.
Nah, I need Chase. I need that.
Chalk form shooters. Another one.
I need
another
that,
week,
bro.
Another team down.
Hey man, we're going 6-0, baby.
6-1.
6-1. Sorry, my apologies. 6-1.
6-1, bro.
6-1.
6-1 after tomorrow. Yeah.
Hey, yo, man. Alvin Kamara, I need 100-yard half. Holy.
He's cooking, but
yeah,
I don't know if it's gonna be enough.
No, it won't be enough. That's okay. I'm taking names down. I'll be back.
Oh, man. But sorry to sidetrack with the fantasy talk because I just had to bring it up as I take another L this week to Boogs. And Raz, did you win this week or you lost?
Oh, I'm the body that Chalk Forum Shooters caught.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
My condolence still.
Another one. Another one.
Oh, boy. But yeah, the AFC North is a very interesting division. I'd want to know what are the odds for that division? Right now, like I think Baltimore is probably leading it. Then I think Bengals have second over the Browns now, and then probably the Steelers. Browns and the Steelers, right?
Yep. No. You got that. Wait, so what was your last one?
So Ravens, Bengals, Steelers. No, Browns, Steelers.
It's Ravens minus 10, Browns plus 275, Bengals plus 275, so it's a tie.
Oh, it's a tie, and okay. Then,
yeah, Steelers plus a million.
Wow. And no, honestly, I'll be very sick if Bengals win that division, because I hedged and I took Browns at the start of the season because there's value there, but then
yeah,
I took Baltimore because I took them early on the season when I seen them 1, 2, 3 games, but they still had good value, and I kind of hedged that option. So now the third option of the Bengals somehow comes out of nowhere where they're probably like plus 1,000 at the beginning of the season and wins this AFC North, so I'll be sick.
Yep.
That'll be disgusting, man. But who knows? The Bengals might. They look good.
And their defense looks good, too. It's not just their offense.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That was a great victory by them against the Ravens. But Ravens were due for a letdown. Ravens were winning crazy games. They were on a 4-5-game stretch of wins. So, they had to at least drop one. So, then coming into a division game, like, you could see them losing it. So, who really knows? But
aren't the Ravens on bye next year or next week?
Yeah, they're on a bye. So, they're going
to these guys weren't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they didn't care.
Exactly. So that makes sense. No, but the Bengals now, they play the Jets this week.
Yep.
I put that in the teaser. I would put that in the teaser bucket, but I'm taking a week off. I'm suspended.
you're not going to put in an appeal?
I might have to. Pray week.
Make a lonely ticket. A crazy teaser.
Right, might as well, man. Teaser, shit.
Yeah, the way the New England handed them a beating, shit, plus 30.
Man, that'll be an interesting week. I haven't really looked ahead to the games this week, but we'll see how it goes. Like, I know there's probably some good matchup. I haven't really looked at the spreads this week, but we'll see how it goes. Because I feel like this week I'm just gonna watch. Take a back seat and, you know, do some research. It's always good to do research and then come back even stronger. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Fucked.
And it's the bye weeks where your favorite teams might not be playing, that you like to take on your parlays. Like me, Dallas wasn't playing this week, so I wasn't really sure which way to lean.
Yeah.
You know, when you get your lucky charm?
Yeah, exactly. That team that's always covering. Yeah. Dallas is that team. What, they're 5-0.
Yep.
Covering the spread. So... Yeah. All those teams that cover for you, they're no longer there. This was a rough bye week, right? It was like, how many teams on byes? 5, 6?
5.
Yeah, it didn't help in fantasy either, but hey, that's just how it works. You gotta adapt and find other teams, right? That's why you learn about other teams, because you're forced to watch those games and focus in on that team because you possibly got to bet it now, right? You learn more. Nah, I trust the Bengals to cover a teaser against the Jets.
You know what was funny about that game as well? The Ravens and the Bengals was the only games where two winning teams were facing off each other this week.
That's an interesting stat. Fun fact of that week. Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, what the heck? I did not expect that to be the case.
Yeah, a lot of good teams were on a bye week. Yeah. Chargers, Dallas.
Yeah.
Vikings. Yeah. That's interesting. But I guess that covers the NFL segment. I guess we should get into the one that got away. Quit breaking my heart. Because there was many posted on the page, as many of you guys probably already seen now. But I don't know. I know, Kojo, you have your one that was very hurtful. And Raz, you have a few. I don't know which one hurt the most.
Oh, man. I when I said I began from Monday, every day it was something. Holy, bro. That's okay though. We'll be back. We'll discuss when it comes to my turn.
Yeah. So, Cody, you could go first. Just get it out the way.
Okay.
You know, make it.
So you know, like Sunday, given the events, you know, in the football world, a lot of derbies going on. So I decided to make, like, you know, a little derby parlay. First of the day, we had the Manchester versus Liverpool. Convincing win by Liverpool at 2.3. I thought that was free money. Real Madrid over Barcelona in the El Clasico is what I took. Then I had Ajax versus PSV. Took Ajax, obviously. Inter Milan versus Juventus. Took Juventus and draw. Juventus was down pretty much the whole game. Dybala scored a penalty in the 89th to save it. But unfortunately, in the La Classique, PSG versus Marseille, ended up in a 0-0 draw. Don't know how you have Neymar, Mbappe, Messi, and don't manage to score one goal in 90 minutes. Bro.
That's terrible. That's honestly terrible. Honestly, that's the one, like, you weren't even looking at that one. You just threw it on.
No.
PSG.
Yeah, odds weren't good at 1.5. I just tossed it. I was like, yeah, I'll take it.
Right? That's the worst. Yeah, the ones that like, have the lowest odds that don't come through, when you have all these other ones that are like at 2.5.
Yeah, Real Madrid at 2.6. Yeah. Liverpool at 2.3. Juventus was like at 2 something. Like, crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's an unfortunate one. That's an unfortunate one that got away, because really and truly, it's really terrible on the team that you don't really want to even think about. You're not even watching that game. You didn't even watch that game at all.
You're just like, man,
someone hasn't scored yet. Well, what is going on? And then you find out 0-0, and boom. That's the one. At the end, that was like one of the last games too, right?
Yeah, it was the Juventus game and that game were the last games at 2:45.
Weren't even worried about the cash out gulag.
Nope. Nope.
Oh, man.
Nope.
Oh, man.
But be like that, man.
You really do. But Raz, on to you.
Holy, where do I start?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I don't know.
That's the way. Do not go. Shit. Bro, as mostly, you know, fall is back. You know, I tried my hand in a few props. I should have known that Warriors were going to make Clippers play a small ball. Why I took Zubac over 8.5 boards. That was the one where I had Bam over 9.5 in Atlanta Hawks versus the Dallas Mavericks.
I liked Zubac, though. I liked it, though.
I know,
like,
same.
Someone has to get the boards and, like...
I know. And Kawhi's
not in.
Zubac, like, starts, no?
Yeah, and he starts. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's the main... Ibaka's out.
I'd expect 8.
Yeah, and he didn't see the floor after he went off, I want to say, the 6:37 in the first quarter. Until like the second half, because they were forcing forcing Clippers to play a small ball to catch up. It's okay. I'm taking notes. Next time I'll bet the opposite, and the opposite will happen.
Very much so. But that's ball props. Like, it's tough.
I'll touch that nonsense, bro.
Like, no. You know how it is. Like, for me, it's not a three. It's not a rebound. I'm not touching it.
It was a rebound.
That's true. But that's just my saying. Of course, you can do assists, but it's always difficult regardless with props and basketball.
Yeah.
But spreads and props are two tough things. You could take money line, but money line works because, especially on Bet365, because you get the early payout. Like, that's crucial. Betway, you don't get that. But like, money line is the way to go. I would say money line. If props isn't working out, you have to be on the money line for basketball, really and truly.
That's what I like about Bet365 as well, even from like last season. The fact that they give out an early pay if you're up 20 at any point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason I do money line, even though the odds might not be that great, but it's still better than, say, a ball spread where they have garbage points. Mm-hmm. I hate garbage time ball.
That is bad. The spread in basketball, because it's just like, there's swings of 20, right? You could be up 20, and then, the team's covering a 5-point spread, and then the next team goes on a 20-point run because the bench is in, and then they cover that spread. Like, that shit's annoying yourself. That's why you might as well just take the money line, right? So
exactly.
And that's the thing. You could take the money line, win, live bet.
Yep. Precisely. You heard it here first. That's exactly what you could do. Anyways, moving on. I had Miami Heat against the Bucks, gave me early payout.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Oilers against the Coyotes, gave me early payout.
Yeah.
And then these Browns had Chubb,
Baker, God.
Hunt, two starting tackles out.
Nah, this one was annoying.
It was bittersweet because I wanted to see Teddy lose, mm-hmm. but he cost me money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so because I made an alternative spread. It was plus 1.5. They didn't even cover that. They lost by 3. Yeah, they lost by a field goal. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, man. It's just one of those weeks. It's one of those weeks that happens, you know.
Something in the air, man.
Something in the air. Mercury's in Gatorade. Something like that. But
yeah,
we'll get it right someday. Yeah, someday.
Mercury's on IL. Or something.
Whatever they be talking about, man.
Say what? Right.
I said whatever they be talking about.
Yeah, I know. All right, moving on. Then I had the.
Oh, Jesus, another one?
Oh, you didn't see the messages today. Breaking my heart, yeah. Got me crying on inside. I give out a fair warning. I gave out a fair warning. I said, fellas, be aware. There's messages coming.
Oh, buddy.
I had the Nets against the Sixers. That was a very good game to watch because Sixers were up until the second minute in the fourth quarter. It's lucky that Nets even won that game. Then I had the Bulls against the Pelicans. And then a birdie in my messages told me somehow. The Beal was out, Raz. Beal was out in the Wizards game. I hope you got the Pacers in. I'm like, oh, Beal was out? Yeah, I got the Pacers in. Took the Knicks out. You know what Knicks did? 20-0 in the first quarter. I'm like, something light. Pacers can win. Why was the game in overtime and they lost?
Man, that was some stressful stuff.
That was some shit.
Pacers should have won that game. Really,
bing bong.
But bing bong. should have took my Knicks.
Hey, man. Go talk to the man that told me to take Pacers.
Ah, who could that be? Must have been Coach Lynch, that guy. What a clown.
And
don't
then,
him by the wheel.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, exactly. This one is the one that hurt me the most. No, actually, this is the second one that hurt me the most. Because I've been actually keeping up with hockey this year just to say I kept up before the playoffs. Islanders and Wild, I know they're good teams, so I bet money on them. And Montreal Canadiens, they don't have Price, they don't have key players, they're starting 0-5. Detroit coming up here. I figured they would cover 1.5 spread. Why was the game 7-1?
Yeah, man, hockey is one of those things where you never know what happens.
It's tough with hockey, man, especially now with all the divisions properly like set. Now it's gonna be tough, man. Yo, these Leafs, man, are getting showed out when they're playing these American teams.
They just stink.
They just took another beating today, man. 4-1 to Carolina.
Yeah, it's not looking too good. We're playing these American teams now, and it's not looking too good. But it is what it is. But Raz. That's unfortunate, all your losses, but...
Hey, I'm not done.
Oh, my God.
I am not done. What did we say when we said red flags? Do you remember what I said? Remember the episode?
What's your red flag?
What was your red flag?
Don't lose money betting on your favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Double whammy.
Carolina Panthers, if you're hearing this, you stink. Trade the whole team away. Sell the franchise. These guys could not beat the Giants. Oh, my God, bro. why did I bet these guys? Why? I could have got Bengals. I was looking. I was like 6.5 division game, too many points.
That would have been a good one. Yeah, that would have been a good one. Bengals, yeah. That
was, whole giant receiving core out. You guys still lost.
You're telling me. Shit. The game, the score was 5-3 at half, Kojo.
I know.
You know how tough that is to get in NFL 5-3?
At half, too, you know?
Yeah, half, bro.
Oh, man.
My God, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, when you put into your red flags, that's what happens, man. You can't look at your red flags. You got to move away from your red flags.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it'd be like that. Anyways, I'm done now.
Okay, bless. All right, Yusuf, welcome to the Always One podcast. Thanks for coming on to join us in the gang.
Yeah, no problem. Yusuf, Kojo, welcome. Raz, thanks for having me. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
This is the special episode number 10, and we essentially wanted to have it at a nice little hookah lounge. It would have been dope, you know, to meet in person and get some video, have Yusuf for the special 10th episode, you know, but it is what it is. We'll figure it out. We got you on the episode regardless. So we need to talk ball talk. So that's what we have to have you on. The season's upon us.
Definitely, bro. I'm ready, bro. Whenever you guys are ready, I'm ready.
I'm here. we should start with the Lakers because as some of you guys may not know, Yusuf is a huge LeBron James fan. And, so he covers a lot of Lakers. He's my go-to guy. When I need some Lakers LeBron information, I go to this guy.
Okay.
So, Yusuf, how are you feeling about your Lakers so far?
It's going the way I expected it to go. Of course, the spacing is messed up. There's only one basketball to split between all of those guys. I knew the whole Westbrook signing. I knew that wasn't going to work out well, especially early on, because he's like LeBron light. So he's like LeBron with a lesser skill set, a much lower IQ. So I don't know how they're going to incorporate him into the offense. And I tried to tell you actually when you came on my podcast that their saving grace is going to be Melo.
That's true. He had a big game last night against the Smart Memphis to get that first win.
And that's going to have to be the standard. Like, if there is a big three in Los Angeles, but it's not Westbrook, it's Carmelo. And that system fits him perfectly.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're going to need him to continue to perform at that level for them to honestly have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, Westbrook definitely seems like he's struggling because he has to play off ball. And him being off ball, he's very frantic when he gets the ball. You know what I mean? He's going to get it, shoot it. It's going to be a bad shot. Or he's going to try to rush something and not play a slow, methodical offense, which LeBron and AD want to play. They want to play a lot of half-court offense, and that's going to be hard for him to do when he's not on the ball. And I feel like if Westbrook was the sixth man on this team, it would be way more efficient, really and truly. But that's probably not going to happen because he's a star and he has to be on the floor.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to say, because the way I want to say LeBron plays his offense, it's he runs the clock down, gets it to the 8, 7, 6 second clock. And if Westbrook is not running around with the ball doing something, I don't know what he really brings to the floor, because he doesn't have a shot to rely on, I want to say. And what you say, Lynch, makes sense. If he's coming off the bench with the second unit,
it would work. Because he can be Westbrook. He can just do what he needs to do. He can get his assist, he can get his rebound, and he can dominate the floor. But, like, when you have to share the floor with a guy like AD and LeBron, such big figures on the floor, it's hard to find spacing.
Yeah.
Find where you fit in, right?
So, especially if you're not a shooter,
I agree, but let me ask you this. Would you pay $35 to $40 million a season for a six-man?
No, see, that's the thing. That... Yeah, when you look at the financials, you got to play him. And so, he has to perform or he has to kick rocks.
It goes back to the point, why would the Lakers even bring him on board to begin with? They never needed him.
I didn't like the signing.
I never liked it. And
that's true.
If I was the Lakers, I would just let him run wild with the ball, let him stat pad, let him do his thing, build up his value, and then just trade him.
Yeah.
Because it really makes no basketball sense for him to be there. Like, and it's not a knock to him. Like, I like him. He's a good player. But it's just he doesn't fit for what they're trying to do.
Well, who would you like to bring in? Like, who would? What do you think would be a good trade for Westbrook? Like, which team would take that? The Knicks, maybe? Bing Bong?
I mean, what team?
Like would you take? Okay, would you take Kemba and like Fournier for Westbrook on the Lakers?
I mean, salary wise, you can do it, but what are the Knicks? What are the Knicks trying to do? Are they trying to win, or are they trying to just like fill up the arena? Like, it depends on.
That's true. They have a lot of like, they have a huge fan base, as you can see on Side Talk NYC. But like,
they be going crazy.
I mean, I feel like Westbrook in New York works with that kind of team more so than him on the Lakers.
It would work. Basketball-wise, it would work, and he would get his numbers and he would do his thing. But where's he taking you to? A first round exit? So
second round, maybe.
Yeah, so
that's good enough for the Knicks, though.
So it depends on the Knicks' agenda. That wouldn't be bad, or even just ship him to Philly and get Ben Simmons to come in.
No one wants that mental case.
Mm-hmm. Yo, if I'm the Lakers, I'm ringing Portland's line. To be honest,
Portland would not do that.
Portland's not giving up Dame for Westbrook. What are you talking about, man?
Like that'd be a crazy rebuild. CJ would have to get injured. Something drastic would have to happen to that team.
But you know, Portland is not going anywhere. Like that is not a team built to win anything.
But they're not going to go backwards. By taking Westbrook, they'd be going backwards from where they are right now.
But they'd be better. But it's better than letting Dame walk somewhere else.
Yeah, he could definitely walk. He could definitely end up on another team. But you also got to look at Portland going against the Lakers in the same division. Like if I'm sending Dame somewhere, I'd want to send him east. I'd rather send him to Philly.
Yeah.
Than in the conference, right? So.
Would you guys do John Wall for Westbrook?
John Wall on Houston, eh?
I mean, they're paying him to sit down. So, I mean, what else? Like,
but don't you think Westbrook and John Wall have a similar game? You think Wall could shoot a bit better than Westbrook?
Shoots better than Westbrook, I think.
And he's more of a tame. Like, he's a tamed player. Like, that's true. I think if he's put into an actual system, he can play within it. Like, did you see that game against the Suns?
Yeah.
Bro, there was like two back-to-back plays where LeBron was standing right there, Melo was standing right there. He could have gave it to either one of those guys, and he just put his head down, drove, and missed layups. And it's like, and you did the same thing for the past 11 years. So I don't understand like how suddenly he's gonna change. Like he's not going to.
I can't disagree with you. I can't at all. But I actually like that trade, to be honest. That's a like-for-like trade. The contracts match up pretty well. And you could probably get more out of that. Houston would probably take more for that because they're getting Westbrook, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't know. Talk to Rich Paul. Talk to your guy, Bron. I don't know. get in his ear. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think they're ready to give up on him just yet, but a couple of more plays like that, and then they'll definitely be looking to make some changes in that locker room.
Yeah. I mean, but let's bring it over to the East now. Let's talk about. I know you mentioned the Sixers. You mentioned Ben Simmons. Like, what do you think his whole ordeal is?
So. I think the whole thing is, like, okay, so if I had to split the blame, I would say majority of the blame would have to go to Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I would say I would give a certain portion. So I would say 60% Doc Rivers. I would say about 15% Joel Embiid. And then that leaves us with, what, 25?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. then I would split that down the middle, 12.5 to Ben Simmons and then 12.5 to Daryl Morey. Because the thing is this, like, if that is your franchise cornerstone, you don't say, I don't know if we can win a championship with him as our starter. Like, it's just, you keep that in the locker room. You don't come out and say that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Doc was crazy for that.
Yeah.
And then Embiid. Yeah, and then Embiid, you're making all these comments. And then, so it's like you're throwing stones and you want to hide your hands after by saying, oh, he's our brother. He's our brother. You want to talk it out. Sometimes there's no talking things out. Like, you disrespected the guy and you threw him under the bus to the media. And the only issue I have with Ben Simmons, to be honest, is that he doesn't work on his shooting.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, you're a professional. You got to work on your shooting.
Yeah, but it also doesn't help his case when he's showing up to practice, sweats on, phone in his pocket, hoodie on, just like saying no. And Doc's like, yo, come do this drill. He's like, no. Like, you, like, at the end of the day, like, it almost shows like he doesn't love basketball too.
Yeah, he just
doesn't seem like he's too into the game. Cause like, as mad as you may be, I know it's different nowadays. And I guess since he's a younger player, it's a newer generation, and that they go about handling situations and challenging situations in a different manner, which it seems that Ben Simmons is doing. Right, like he's just gonna do whatever he wants. I guess he's almost like a privileged player, like, you know what I mean? Because he probably came from, I don't really know his family background or his whole deal, but he's moving like he's very privileged. Like, everything just came to him, right? And now that something's gone wrong, it's like, okay, like, whatever. I'm going to just do whatever I want, and you guys have to sort it out. I'm just going to do my thing, whatever.
Because, like, also, to be honest, like, I understand, like, how he feels disrespected by Doc, like, the organization with all the comments and stuff. But to me, like, with him being the player that he is and how highly he's rated, with hearing comments like that, I like to think that if you heard that, like, you're going to go into the gym, you're going to get better to be that point guard and prove people wrong. But instead, like, he's just sulking, showing up to practice, not caring, going through the motions. I feel like you care a bit more, in my opinion. But I guess everybody's different. Everybody handles everything different.
But now he can take the mental cop out. Like, he can say, like, all this drama and everything has affected me mentally as a basketball player. Which he is. And you can fairly say that now because we live in a society where, like, mental health is so important.
You have to protect it.
And you have to protect it where they're going to be like, oh, if it's his mental, okay, we have to let him, you know? It's the same thing with Kyrie. It's the same type of situation.
Yeah, but I think with the whole Ben Simmons thing, like, if you read between the lines, like, when he says the whole, the mental health thing, really what he's saying is, I'm not ready to face those Philly fans. That's really what he's saying. Like,
100%.
And when you saw,
gonna,
like,
boo. They're going to boo loud.
And when you saw, like, when Joel Embiid had to stand there and say, look, he's our brother, we love him, when he had to address the fans, that, to me, confirmed it. Because, like, okay, you know when there's a girl you want to talk to? And you know, if you talk to her, there's a 50-50 chance. You might get the number. You might get rejected. But you have a mutual friend. So you know if you go through that mutual friend, your chance is a lot higher.
Yeah.
So Joel Embiid is that mutual friend, right? So the Philly fans love Joel Embiid. So he has to tell them, look, he's our brother. We love him.
Yeah.
I.e., when he comes back, don't be so hard on him. So.
Yeah, 100%. And now
I think that's how they were running it.
Yeah, and for now, for Ben Simmons, like, for the same analogy, it's like a girl is at the game, but she's with a group of girls, and that's the fans. So trying to talk to that one girl when she's not around her group of girls, he's not trying to approach that.
Yeah. You need a wingman. Joel Embiid is that wingman.
Man, I don't know. Do you think he plays? Do you think he comes back? Did you put on Sixers uniform ever again?
I think he plays. I think he has. Yeah. So if he really wants to get out of there, then he has. The only way he's going to get out of there is by playing, because there's no market for him right now, and his contract is too much. So he needs to show that he's worth training for and that he can still perform at a high level.
Yeah. I mean, I think when he comes back, he's going to do well because he just has the size and athleticism. For regular season games, people don't want to deal with that. It just comes to playoffs where you have to show your fundamentals and your skill. And it's, you know, it's a this big moment, and that's where he struggles, right? But he has to grow as a player to get over those big moments. But is he going to put in the work to do it, or is he not going to?
And that's the part that I hold against him, that you should be putting in the work and working on your game. Like, you shouldn't be hanging out with Maya Jama, getting caught slipping.
Hey, I would too. Hey, can't blame him. Not much, but hey.
You got to work on your game. The game comes first.
Yeah, it's 100%. You're not wrong at all. But that was a good little breakdown of the Sixers and their situation. Do you have any other, like, takes on the season? Like, do you have a finals prediction or anything like that?
I mean, honestly, I would say the league is pretty balanced so far. Like, because, you know, the favorites would be the Nets and the Lakers, but they're off to a slow start.
Which, it's a long season that happens, right? But
exactly.
The best team, Julie Coast, during the regular season regardless. But
yeah, the Lakers don't look like they're going to be coasting much in the beginning. But,
yeah.
I mean, if everything goes as we suspect it's going to go, then I would say finals would be Lakers, Nets.
Mm. Okay, the favorite pick. That's interesting. But do you think, where do you think the Lakers will finish? I know they're going to get off to a slow start. Westbrook, I'm sure, will get better and improve throughout the season. If it happens, they trade Westbrook, they get a trade, whatever the case may be. Do you think Lakers are finishing top five in the West?
Yeah, I say anywhere 1 through 4.
1 through 4, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be interesting. I mean, it'll be a tough road. I think the Suns will be decent. I think the Jazz are still going to be a tough team as well. Yeah, Warriors could be in the conversation, Denver as well. But other than that, it's not too bad. Like, Dallas is okay. Portland's okay. But those are all teams that are quite beatable. You're right. Would you say the East is probably stronger than the West now?
I would say the East has more balance, I would say. Like, they're definitely more balanced. Like, I mean, if you look 1 through 4, like, you can have an idea of what teams will be in there. Mm-hmm. But then once you go 5 through 8, like, it's a battle. Like, you could put any teams in there and you wouldn't be wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like the West a few years ago where it was like 5 through 9. Mm-hmm. You didn't know which team would end up where. They were all half a game, game behind. It
was super deep. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like the East now is way more competitive.
Yeah. 7, 8, 9 was like crazy like that.
Yeah.
At the end of the season, like, figuring out who would be the 7th seed, 8th seed. And now they have a playing game. So it's even more interesting because it'll go down to the 10th seed to get into the playoffs. So it'll be an interesting season, really and truly. My prediction for the finals, I would say, I like the Bucks. I like the Bucks to come out the East. And I like, man, it's tough. I really don't know who's coming out the West. Really and truly, like, I don't want to say the Lakers, but it might be the Lakers. But I also don't want to say the Suns. But I could definitely see a repeat of Suns and Bucks back in the finals.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yo, Suns. If Suns can stay healthy, they'll for sure have a deep run. But I also think Jazz is like a sneaky revenge playoff.
If they can get over the hump, they would have to probably beat the Lakers in the second round or something like that to do it. Like, at the end of the day, it has to go to the Lakers. That's the thing. Like, the Suns beat the Lakers, and they went to the finals. Someone has to beat the Lakers, stop LeBron first before they get to the finals regardless. So
100%.
But
yeah,
since I'm here on the Always One podcast, right? So right now, who do you guys think is the best player in the league right now?
Best player right now. In the league? Yeah. Right now? Okay. Raz, you want to go first?
Best player in the league right now?
Right
now.
Yeah.
Like, who is the one? Giannis?
Giannis.
Okay. Kojo. Yeah.
The best player in the league. I think I still got to go KD.
KD. Okay. Okay. I guess I'll go, and I'm going with Giannis as well.
Yeah, for me, it's a toss-up. I'm going to say Giannis. I'll give Giannis a slight edge because he has a ring.
Wow, growth. I'm glad you're finally coming around. Who would have thunk it? Him not to say LeBron. I was surprised. Wow, look at that.
LeBron's still in the top three. Like, it's not something that, it's not like he can't reclaim, mm-hmm. but it's going to be, like, it's definitely going to be a mountain for him to climb because Giannis is dominant on both sides of the court.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron looks good going into the season. Don't get me wrong. Defensively, of course, he doesn't do what he used to, but, like, offensively, he's still very efficient.
Yeah.
Right? So, but he doesn't just stand out as much. He's very laid back and chill, and he uses his basketball IQ to, like, win games. He's just not as loud anymore, you know what I mean? Giannis now, so it's more of a louder player because he's going to dunk, he's going to block, he's going to run the floor, he's going to dunk alley-oops and things like that. So it looks more, like, the league makes him the best player more so. Yeah. Like, they market it that way because he's, like, new, the new face of the league, the new champion, right? So it's going to be easier for someone to say Giannis right now. But when it comes to basketball, that's why Kojo could say, like, KD, because, like, am I going to say Giannis is better than Kevin Durant? That's hard to say.
I mean, skills-wise, like, the Nets have two of the most skilled players in the game right now with KD and Kyrie. Obviously, Kyrie's not playing, but when he's on the court, like, his skill set, it's really unmatched. And KD is up there, too. Like, just offensively, like, he can do whatever he wants. Like, it's...
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's true. It's true. It's very true. But, yeah, Giannis, it'll be interesting, though. I feel like our thoughts going back to this episode and looking forward to see how the NBA season, things might change, right? Because if Giannis is, say, they finish first in the East and end up getting back to the finals, it's like, we were right, but who knows, right? If KD comes against Giannis again in the playoffs and now his foot's behind the line and he hits that shot, Kojo's right.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's a toss-up. Like, it's a toss-up between those two. But I'll give a slight edge to Giannis only because he won last year.
Okay. That sounds good. Any more questions for the cast?
Well, like, I was going to ask, since you're a LeBron fan, how are you liking the shooting to beginning the season?
Now, his shooting has been pretty on point. Like, he's been more consistent with the three than in previous seasons.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to rely on his three a lot more because I think, you know, driving to the basket, you know, creating contact, trying to get the and one, I think it's very taxing on the body. And what was it? The last game, he almost had had another freak injury, right? So I think for him, he's thinking about longevity and getting through the season healthy. So I think we're going to see him taking a lot more shots.
Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say, yeah, I've noticed, like, I didn't see him pull up this much at the beginning of this season as I have before. And he looks more confident with it. That's the other part, because before, I didn't know if he would sink a three in a row. But now I'm like, okay, he can shoot.
Yeah, it's for longevity. Like, now this is about trying to stay in the league as long as possible. So he has to adapt his game. He's not like Giannis. You know what I mean? He can't drive he could drive, but it doesn't make sense for him physically to be driving. So I think he has to rely on his jumper more.
That makes sense, yeah.
But
Yusuf, I also have one more question for you.
Okay.
Since we are a betting podcast, we need help with picking winners. So tomorrow, we have two marquee games.
Okay.
We have the Lakers versus the Spurs, mm-hmm. and we have the Knicks, my Bing Bong Knicks.
Okay.
Mine.
Against the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay.
So, I'll start with the Knicks versus the Sixers game. Who do you like to win that game? Straight up.
Okay. And this is me not knowing who's starting or knowing the rosters or anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
I am going
I usually don't know that either.
Yeah. I am going to say Philly wins. Now, my mind is telling me Knicks, but I'm going to say Philly wins, I'll say, by 6 points.
Okay, well, I would like to inform you that is, yes. is it is in MSG.
Okay.
And Side Talk NYC will be in the building. And the New York Knicks have a rowdy crowd, and it gets louder in there. The celebrities are going to be out and about. It's a TNT game. Are you sure that's your final answer, the Sixers? Over yeah, the Knicks.
Yes, I'm gonna go. Especially now that you're telling me all those details, I'm gonna go Philly because I think experience will be on your side.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, I like that. Now, on to another game at 8:30. The Lakers visit the San Antonio Spurs at the AT&T Center. Who do you like in that one? Will the Lakers get their second win, or will they fall short and drop to 1-4? Or 1-3. I forget what it is. 1-3.
So let's see. So they're both tied for the same record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's on the Spurs? Do the Spurs have anybody?
Like, shit. I don't know. I don't think so.
Like,
but I know who the Lakers have. They have Brown, they have AD, they have Westbrook.
Yeah, I don't think they should be able to win. I think the Spurs are just a young team at this point. I don't think they have any notable names.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
Derek White. They have Keontae Murray.
I'm going to say the Lakers win, but I'm going to say only by like four points. I don't think it's going to be much. I think the Spurs are going to play aggressive and they're going to play within their system. But I think the Lakers will just outmatch them in the talent department and they'll get like a narrow victory. I'll say by like 4 points.
Okay, so the spread hasn't come out yet for the game, but I'm sure it'll be probably 6-7. It might be a 5. It might be 5 for Lakers to win. So you're saying Lakers to win on the money line, and if it's the spread, you take the Spurs.
I'm not really familiar with the whole betting terminology, but yeah, I got Lakers winning by 4 points, whatever that counts for.
Yeah, that worked on pro line.
Take the spread.
All right. Well, Yusuf, thanks again for coming on. Is there anything you have to plug in? Say last little words.
I just want to say thank you guys for having me. Jordan, I like what you guys are doing with this podcast. It's nice to see that you know that you're expanding your horizons and you're building your own situation. I think that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. Just thank you guys for having me. I also host a podcast, Wire to Wire podcast. It's available like on all platforms. And I've also, you know, authored some books. So you guys can check that out at vaultpublications.com. But yeah, other than that, no. Like, thank you guys for having me. It's been fun talking sports. Hey,
thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Yusuf. And I'll put all that in the link in the bio so you can find all the information that you need.
And tell a friend to tell a friend.
Vault Media Publications. Thank you, Yusuf. I appreciate you joining the show.
Likewise, guys. Take care.
Yeah,
you as well, man. Stay safe.
All right, though, that was cool. That was a dope little segment there. Should we just wrap it up?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
We can do that.
We're like an hour 30.
Why is this game only 10-10?
Don't ask me, man. I'm trying to focus on other things. I'm sick, okay? I'm tired of this. I'm not even focused. Saints are playing. Let me just pod and not even stress, you know, because I know my team. It's just good to do whatever they like. I know Kamari's cooking. That's all I know. But
oh,
yeah. Oh, oh no, nah, he was about to throw a pick. Yo,
brother. I took him to score 2 touchdown passes. He has 1, but that second not coming.
Yeah. Jameis is a funny guy, man. His mannerism is so funny.
He's hilarious.
Like, man, he's unintentionally funny. Holy.
Yeah. It's crazy. The way he just moves and just makes things happen, but it's just like how he reacts to everything. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. This is, at least the score is 10-10 and not 5-3. Shit.
Uh-huh. But nah, Saints need to win this game. Come on. Can't lose a Geno Smith, fam. Good episode, guys. That was dope.
That was nice dope,
episode.
Yeah.
Nice little episode.
And everybody's in the warm with their houses.
Yeah. Like, I'd be sick if I had to get up and leave.
Right. Like, Raz, I'm leaving in the morning.
Right. Yo, bro. Got the futon out. How you mean? You good?
Right? Kick up.
Yep. Shit.
Oh, man. That's crazy. But that completes episode 10 of the All Is One podcast. I hope you guys like this audio adventure that you hopped on aboard. Again, follow us on our social media platform, Twitter, Instagram, All Is One Podcast. On Twitter, always_one_podcast. Follow along, rate the podcast on Apple, 5 stars, leave a review. Eventually, we'll keep growing. Episode by episode, some video content, if we get there one day, maybe. But yeah, follow along for the ride, and happy Halloween, you pagans.
Take care. Y'all stay safe.
Simultaneously, you can't even help. You know, so you won't understand what the end stands on until you see it. Because it's a result. It stands on accomplishments. I've never seen nobody do it like this before. Juxtaposition through sound. This is amazing. You are what you had when you stop doing what you did to get what you got. That's what we know. You know? Grown men play a chess game with an end game. You know? Not to just be playing, because, you know, we could be sitting up acting like we about to start to do something all day. And that's, man, humans are judged by their outcomes. The results determine the future. Low key, it ain't no such thing as the end. The end is just a new start. You start how you finish. So here goes a mystery. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, nigga. Do. Do say twice.